There can be advantages to renting as opposed to buying your own place. Upkeep and repairs are usually the responsibility of your landlord. You may not have to shovel the sidewalk when it snows, and homeowners insurance can be expensive. But as Morella Ivorak from member station WNYC reports, if you get on the wrong side of your landlord, your life can be made miserable in unexpected ways. You might end up on a tenant blacklist.
Robert Guzman lived in the Bronx with his wife and young son back in 2009. He got a good job in advertising and paid his rent on time, until he made a discovery.
In the apartment, there were rats coming up from the basement. I lived on the first floor, but they were like giant rats.
Guzman repeatedly asked the building management to address the problem. That didn't work, so he decided to withhold his rent. New Yorkers have a history of using this tactic to force unwilling landlords to make repairs.
This is not something that I'm just being a deadbeat renter. I'm withholding the rent for a reason.
After 3 months, Guzman's landlord sued to evict him. They eventually settled. But later, when Guzman tried to move, he was rejected multiple times by other landlords, despite his good credit score.
The realtor was telling me, oh, what happened? You went to court. I said, yeah, I went to court, but it's for a reason. He said, the landlords don't care. As you show up in court, that's it. You're on the tenant's blacklist, which I had no clue what that was.
The blacklist is really a database of suits filed by landlords and compiled by tenant screening companies. According to one report, around 650 of these companies are in business all across the country. Attorney James Fishman says tenant screening reports aren't very detailed. They don't contain enough information to differentiate between renters asserting their rights and others who are truly problematic.
There are many reasons that tenants get sued that have nothing to do with whether they're a good tenant or not. In fact, a lot of the reasons have to do with whether they have a bad landlord or not.
Two screening companies declined requests for interviews, CoreLogic SafeRent and TransUnion Rental Screening Solutions. But they say in emails that consumers can dispute the reports they believe are inaccurate or incomplete. These companies are regulated by the Fair Credit Reporting Act. And some argue their services help weed out deadbeat renters.
It gives the owner one more tool, so to speak.
Frank Ricci is Director of Government Affairs at the Rent Stabilization Association, the largest landlord group in New York City.
There are professional tenants out there who over the years go from building to building, apartment to apartment, and skip out on the rent.
In New York, tenant screening companies get help in gathering information. The courts sell index numbers for cases filed against tenants. David Bookstaver, court spokesman, says that's not against any rules.
It's public information. We basically collate the information.
A change in the use of this information isn't expected, and tenants have to figure out a solution on their own if they end up blacklisted. In the case of Robert Guzman, he hired a lawyer who got his name off the list. For NPR News, I'm Morella Ivorak in New York.